Welcome back. The Quincy Farmers Market is well into its new season and going strong. And Director Janet Little is joining us to give us a little update on how things are going and what's coming up next. Good to see you, Janet.
Nice to be here.
Happy summer, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're well into summer. This is our 43rd year.
Is it really?
Wow. It's 43rd year of the Farmers Market.
That's great. The original Farmers
there
Markets,
right?
There you
go. Right? That's right, yeah.
At St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church up in Wollaston. Sundays 12:30 to 4?
Correct.
Those are your hours. Okay. How's it been going? So when did it start this year?
Well, we started the last week in June.
Okay.
And we'll go through October 27th.
Okay.
And if there should be a cancellation due to severe weather, we'll post it on the website.
Yep.
And also we'll send out to, we have about 1,300 people that receive a newsletter every week. We'll also send them out a warning.
Oh, okay. And folks can sign up for that newsletter on your website?
Yeah, you can sign up at, at the website.
Okay.
QuincyFarmersMarket.com.
Sure. Yeah. How long have you been up at St. Chrysostom's?
This is the third year.
Third year.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's been working out well. And there were some concerns in the first year that folks wouldn't be able to find you, right?
Well, they found us and they're coming back and it's really a beautiful spot. It was beautiful there yesterday. And even the week before with the hot weather, it's under the trees and so it's another 10, 15 degrees cooler than outside.
Makes
it's a really a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trees are beautiful.
Excellent. So do you have the same vendors that you've had over the past 3 years?
Well, we have a couple familiar people returning and some new ones. So the Daily Farm from Rhode Island is returned. They're a family farm. They farm in a farming co-op. And they bring a combination of Asian greens and vegetables as well as the more traditional, you know, American diet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very good.
Yeah, they're a lovely family. They come as a family every week.
It's sure.
Very sweet. And, of course, Charles River has returned. They're from Franklin, Mass. And Andy and his daughter and his wife come together. Andy, I don't know, do you cultivate mushrooms? Or you raise crops, I think you cultivate mushrooms,
okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
But anyways, he cultivates mushrooms and brings two or three varieties of mushrooms each week. He also brings some cheese from Foxborough Farm. Foxborough Farm is one of the centennial farms. It's been around for more than 100 years.
Okay.
It's originally granted from the King George during that time when they were giving people land here.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so that family farm has been in the family since the beginning of the program.
Wow.
And he brings their cheese. They raise mostly cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So they make cheese from the milk.
Cow's milk cheese.
Cow's milk cheese.
Very good.
And, of course, Mike's farm with the eggs is back. And he has duck eggs this year. He's had them the last couple of weeks. And last year, a lot of people came for duck eggs, and they weren't as prolific, I guess.
Okay.
The ducks are busier this year, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, he comes with eggs.
Yeah. Well, that brings up a good point, though. When you're dealing with especially local farmers, it's so dependent on how the season's going that year as to what's going to show up at the market, right?
Especially for vegetables.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you can have anything happen. One year, the peach crop failed, and there wasn't a peach because it got too cold after they blossomed, and then they all fell off and before they were germinated by the bees. So,
yes.
Yeah. And some farmers that don't have, depends on how they use water on their farms, but if there's too much rain, they get wiped out.
Sure.
You know, we've had that situation. We have a new Asian farmer coming, actually, and he had that problem at the beginning of the season that it just didn't have crop because it got washed out a couple times.
Is that right?
But he was there last week, and he's bringing a nice variety of Asian vegetables. I wish I could recite. I probably should have gotten a list of the names of them to tell people. Sorry, I'll do that next year.
They'll just have to come and see.
There you go. But I know he has bitter melon, which is, you know, a big crop. And I bought something called Malagor, I think it is. I'm not quite sure now.
All right.
I'm trying to see the letters. But he also has a lot of the pumpkin greens and other things that the Asian population is looking for.
Yeah. Brings up another great point about farmers markets is you can try new things, you know, and experiment and learn about new things that wouldn't be readily available at, you know, some of the major grocery stores. Yeah.
Well, the reason I bought this Malaga is because I'm actually having someone to my house for lobsters Tuesday night, and I just was asking him about the vegetables, and he said, this goes really good with lobster.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take that.
Okay,
And he said, or shrimp or any kind of seafood, so I'll give that a shot.
And there again, brings up another great point. You get to interact with the people who grew these vegetables and talk about mm-hmm. what they're used for, how to prepare them, mm-hmm. how to store them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a completely different experience yeah. than just going to the produce aisle.
Yeah, relationship is really important.
It really
to
is,
at the
yeah.
farmers market. And people become loyal to these farmers.
Yes.
I mean, they really, every year you wonder, are they going to come back? And I mean, they come every week, and the farms are doing well.
Yeah.
So I would like to thank everybody for supporting them.
Yeah.
Because they work really hard.
It's a labor of love yeah. in a lot of cases, farming for sure, and it's mm-hmm. as you mentioned, it's generational as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you as kind of the facilitator reach out to farms and encourage them to come to Quincy?
Well, the Daily Farm actually heard of us and called us.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Charles River Farm actually back in the days of COVID, mm-hmm. he called us and because he was doing mostly selling his microgreens and mushrooms to restaurants,
yes,
and of course, as we all know, that collapsed,
yeah.
and he didn't know what else to do. So he came to the farmers market that year and just has remained loyal and has
oh.
now built up a clientele and, you know, doing a nice job at the
Very
market.
Good.
So
okay.
he's delighted.
Yeah.
With the market.
Is there, do you have space for other vendors to come?
We do.
You do.
Yeah, there's still a few spots left. Sure, if
okay.
anyone's interested, they can give me a call at 617-729-5032.
Okay. All right.
But we also have another farmer this year that's new. It's a young kid, Nathan, from Norwell. He has a large garden in his backyard, and
oh.
he wants to get into farming. So he's joined us this year. And he has a selection of vegetables, but he also grows, I think the garbanzo beans, the ones, the chickpea?
Yes.
Is that, okay.
Yeah, to make hummus from.
Yeah, he's planning on making some hummus from them, but also selling them at the market.
Okay.
So I've never seen any farmer, you know, that's been at Quincy make, grow garbanzo beans. So
right.
It's kind of interesting.
Something new, okay.
He also is kind of adding a lot of herbs to the garden. He grows fresh herbs. So you can come down and get basil or thyme, or he has a different collection every week.
Okay.
Yes.
Another great thing about these markets is, I'll let you get to your next point, but it gives young farmers, you know, like this Nathan and local folks a venue,
yeah.
right, that they might not otherwise have.
Yeah. His mom and dad came to the market the other week and they were sitting on the bench and I just happened to go up to them to introduce myself. And I didn't know they were his parents.
Sure.
And he actually had a degree and had a job in the scientific world somewhere. Mm. And he said to his mom and dad, I can't do this work. I can't sit at a desk every day. So
yeah.
he decided to give farming a shot, worked on a farm last year and said, okay, I'm going to start small, but, you know, start in my backyard.
Yeah.
He's also interested in doing some CSAs, which are community-supported agriculture.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was going to ask you about these today.
Yeah.
I know that they were popular years ago, so they're still around.
Yes, of
okay.
course, they're around. He's a small farmer, but he wants to work in that capacity in the community-supported agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested, they can come by the market and speak to him. His name's Nathan, and he's a garden market. It's called the garden
mm-hmm.
market. And,
quite appropriately, because it's
exactly,
his backyard garden.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And speak with him. Or you can also call me at that number, 617-729-5032.
Okay.
And I can, you know, give you his number.
Okay.
Or connect you to him. But he's interested in having a few more people in his CSA. So if anyone's interested,
so
just let us know.
If you could maybe explain how that CSA works.
Yeah,
for those
so
who don't know.
How it usually goes is you pay the farmer up front.
Yep.
But I think he's interested in also doing like a special weekly one so people can come, but that's kind of another story.
Okay.
But say you put $20 a week in, if it was a 20-week season, it would be $400.
Okay.
And you'd probably get about $25 worth of produce from him, but he chooses the produce.
Yes.
It's what's, you know, available
yep.
that day.
Yep.
He may give you a choice of one thing or another, you know, but basically it's you have to accept what he's growing.
Sure. Yeah. So that's a week, right?
Every week. Yeah, $20 a week
okay.
would be $400, say, at the beginning of the season. He would prorate it, of course,
yep.
if anyone joined now. But that's basically his idea.
Yeah.
You know, is to give people about $25 worth of produce for a $20 weekly
investments. Yeah.
yeah.
So it's
that's the perfect word, investment.
It's kind of like sharecropping of years ago, right?
So yeah.
You buy a portion of somebody's
yeah.
Yield from
yeah.
their farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you set that up directly with the farmers or
yes.
through the farmers market?
No, you can do it directly through
okay.
him. You know, you can come and speak with him. I don't think he has a website yet.
Okay.
I should probably find out that's true, because maybe he does.
Okay.
But yeah, I can put you in touch with him at any rate.
Okay. And do you know the other farms at the market do that as well?
No, he's the only one doing
it.
Yeah, he's the only one doing it.
Because it used to be more popular, did it not? When you had some of the larger farms.
Well, it was popular at Stillman's.
Stillman's, right, okay.
When he was with the market.
Do you have any vendors, Janet, that have been with you, the Quincy Farmers Market, from the beginning or from the early days?
No, not anymore. No, just since COVID. We have a four-year tradition, or I guess a four-year tradition now.
Hit the reset button.
Yeah,
yeah, and starting all over again. New location, new vendors, right?
Yeah, and a totally new feel. It's a very kind of hometown, you know, kind of place to come.
Well, you're kind of in a neighborhood, you know, St. Chrysostom's.
A lot of people walk.
So I was going to say,
of people walking.
Logistically, though, for folks who do want to drive or take the T, what's the best way?
It's centrally located between Wollaston and North Quincy T Station.
Yep.
You Google 531 Hancock Street, Quincy, for the location, but it's actually located on Linden Street.
Yes.
It's at the corner of Linden and Hancock.
Right. Linden, now the frontage is facing Linden Street.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why it has that address. Mm-hmm. And is there street parking?
There's a small parking lot, but there's probably room for 20 cars or so.
Okay. All right.
And then there's a ton of street parking. I mean, all along Hancock, both sides on Sundays, there's no restrictions. And even on Linden Street, that whole street is available in a couple of those side streets. I mean, it's a, you know, a minute walk.
Yep.
Once you get out of here.
Okay,
your car,
so it hasn't been an issue for access.
No,
good.
No, you know, people, the duration of a person's stay is 15, 20, 30 minutes, so the turnover of cars is pretty quick.
Absolutely, yep. Now, it doesn't impede with services at the church, obviously. That was the whole reason for having it after.
Yeah, but the church is also opening up their doors for stained glass window tours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're very beautiful. So that's just kind of that's a nice afternoon to go in and bring your kids and learn the history of the glass. And
very good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, we also have reinstituted story time from 1 to 2.
I was just going to ask you about other activities at the market, so you read my mind, Janet.
Yeah. 1 to 2. Gracie Rose is volunteering to do this, and she's really dependable to be there. So she'll bring some books and some, you know, little craft or coloring activity. Has a blanket, so come and, you know, spend a few minutes with her and learn a little bit about farming. She also does the newsletter now, and she does a really fabulous job.
Okay.
So if anyone's interested in receiving the newsletter, they can sign up on our website.
Okay.
There's a link, again, quincyfarmersmarket.com. She'll include a little information about a vendor, and then also give you some kind of farming tip, or like last week's newsletter told you how to get your soil tested.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll also give you some information about community activities that are going on.
Okay.
And a recipe, of course.
Okay.
A recipe.
That used to be your forte.
I know.
Yeah.
The
queen of Quincy cuisine.
There you go.
What happened? Too busy for that, right?
I'm still the queen of Quincy cuisine.
Of course.
It's just you have to come to chez moi.
But she puts together recipes for folks right there?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So is there any kind of entertainment at the market at all?
Oh, we have a song circle,
actually.
Mike Delaney's organizing a song circle,
which
the concept is a big circle with chairs, and anyone can come and bring their instrument, and they go around, and you each can play a tune, and you can play with other people that are playing.
Fun.
So if you'd like to come down and join the song circle, please do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to try something new this year in terms of a market within a market.
Yeah, we're planning on doing a little market cupboard tent.
Cupboard.
And working with some of the local vendors that really can't afford to put a person full time at the farmer's market.
Yes.
For example, we have a guy, Joe, he makes a bone sauce. It was a barbecue sauce.
Oh.
And he's going to come to the market, but realistically, he couldn't come every week. There wouldn't be enough sales for him. So we'll then sell his product in our market.
Gotcha. Okay.
Probably going to bring back Golden Rule honey.
Okay.
People remember the wonderful honey that Laurie had at the market when it was up in the parking lot and up at Pageant Field. She's going to supply us with some money, so you can now get that honey there.
Excellent.
We're going to have some hippie pilgrim salt.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to work out having some tin fish from Oyster Creek.
Ah, okay.
And some other vendors as we establish relationships with them.
Yeah. I know you had a meat vendor at one point.
Oh, we have a meat vendor returning to the market. Well, no, I shouldn't say returning because it's her first time. It's called Dears and Daughters.
Oh.
And they're in Sudbury in Norton, Mass. And she has beef, lamb, pork, chicken, goat. And she's going to come the second and the last Sunday of each month.
Okay.
And I encourage everybody to come down. She has very fair prices.
Good to know.
For, you know, local
yes.
farm-raised meat.
We should talk a little bit, I guess, about payment methods, Janet, and what folks should be prepared for to pay when
they
get
all
there.
Of the vendors can do their transactions with a card, except for Mike. Mike's still, you know, Mike's my age.
The egg
and
guy.
He hasn't really transitioned into technology, as I have not
okay.
as well.
Okay.
And he only takes cash.
Okay.
But all the other vendors have, you know, Venmo or some kind of cards, exchanges.
Yes.
But cash is always welcome.
Oh, certainly is. Okay.
Even though people don't carry it anymore, right?
It's getting rarer and rarer,
I know,
for sure.
Yeah.
And what about SNAP benefits?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two farmers that have the SNAP benefits. And actually, I shouldn't say that. There's three because the sibling farm just joined the other Asian farm I was telling you about.
Okay.
He joined in. So they have the, you know, the HIP and the SNAP program. And the coupon programs, they accept the WIC and the farmers market coupons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, good to know.
Yeah.
For folks to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring your own shopping bag, I'm guessing, would be helpful.
Well, it's always a good idea
yeah.
to bring something that isn't plastic, unless it's plastic that you reuse.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going forward for the rest of the season, every Sunday.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we also have a couple new vendors that just tell people about.
Yeah, please.
A vendor called the Native Kitchen, and she bakes bread, and she brings four or five different kinds of bread. Last week she had ciabatta and a rosemary ciabatta, a challah, and a wheat bread, and what other kind I can't remember. I think it might have been nuts and greens on
okay.
the top. But
you'll have to come and see.
Yeah, she does pickles, all kinds
oh.
of pickles.
Now you're speaking
pickles.
My language.
Do you like pickles?
Okay, I do, yeah. Yes.
She pickles cucumbers, onions, you name it, she pickles it. She also makes jams. I mean, she was going to make some rhubarb strawberry jam next week. I gave her some rhubarb for my garden, so she was going to make some strawberry rhubarb jam. Actually, she won't be there next week, though. She's at a special fair, but the week after that.
Okay.
Have that.
All right. And
she also does spices. She puts together spices,
yep.
you know, for meat and things.
On your website, do you kind of give folks a little preview for each week as to what's coming up?
That's really, not really,
okay.
no.
All right.
You know, we haven't got that sophisticated
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just have to come and see.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's always a surprise. You
know? Sunday's 12:30 to 4.
Yeah. Usually, if you have a relationship with a vendor, they will say, I won't be here next week
yes.
because I have to do
so
this.
You know.
So,
yep.
yeah. But generally speaking. And then we also have a beauty product, Wellhaven, it's called. And it's no toxics,
uh-huh.
you know, radical free cosmetics. So
I hope you have a wonderful season, Janet. It's great to
yeah,
see you again.
It's been great.
Right through October 27th this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Thanks again.
Yep. Thank you.
You are very welcome.